Hey, Fresh Capital listeners. Welcome to our Simple Sprouts series. We're tired of long, overcomplicated explanations of things in business and investing. So every week, we pick an investing or business concept and explain it in a refreshingly simple way. The challenge? To do it in 5 minutes or less. Let's get started. What makes a bad management team? It's pretty simple. If a company is run by people who put their own interests before the company, that's a bad management team. In the same way, if a company is run by incompetent people, that's a recipe for disaster. But let's step back. A management team manages the day-to-day operations of a company. Think of a chief executive officer, CEO, chief financial officer, CFO, and chief operations officer, COO, as examples. Most titles starting with the word chief are part of the management team and are known as C-suite executives. But Elon Musk once called himself the techno king of Tesla, and he's CFO, the master of coin. So titles can be flexible. As an investor, you want to make sure the best people are managing the companies you invest in. A good indicator is when the management team implements best practice and processes, which is something you can objectively measure. Management teams heavily influence the success or failure of a company. That's common sense. But for some reason, investors spend way more time looking at numbers like EBITDA, total addressable market, and revenue. It's important for you to spot the red flags of a bad management team, as much as a drop in profitability. So here's a few flags to look out for. Number one, does the management team set goals and not achieve them? In company reports and statements, the management team often set goals. Goals can either be financial forecasts or a new strategy, like expanding into a new market. But promises must be kept, or investors will lose confidence. Let's use Nuix, a hyped Australian software company, as an example. Nuix at IPO forecasted revenue of $194 million. Then in April of 2021, it downgraded this forecast to $185 million. Then a month or so later, downgraded again to revenue around $177 million. It's like the boy who cried wolf too many times. We can no longer trust any statement from the company. Because of these downgrades, Nuix's stock price tumbled from its all-time high of $11 to now $2.50. You can find out more about Nuix in our company breakdown series. Flag number two, the company is fast and loose with the law and regulation. We can talk about companies being honest and ethical, but at the end of the day, this is driven by the management team. If they don't have good practices or turn a blind eye to malfeasance, it will affect the performance of a business eventually. For Crown, one of Australia's largest casino and gambling businesses, the Australian Tax Office is currently investigating $100 million of unpaid taxes. If Crown were to be found culpable, this will translate to additional expenses, eating up profits that would benefit you as an investor. Flag number three, performance of the board of directors. A board of directors is a separate group of people who oversee the management team. The board is usually around 7 to 10 people who meet every month or so, but are not engaged in the day-to-day operations. Every annual report will contain an attendance record of the board of directors. A poor board will have fluctuations in attendance, a sign of disengagement. Similarly, if directors are constantly churning, only staying on for 1 or 2 years, that's a sign that the inner workings of the company are not a place they want to stay around. Lastly, flag number four, founders who are no longer part of the company. This is particularly worrying for startups or tech companies. Imagine Facebook without Mark Zuckerberg, or Apple without Steve Jobs. These companies may not be where they are today without them. If founders leave, it may indicate a loss of passion in the project or a shift in the company's vision. It also leads to brain drain, as the most critical person to the company's growth so far is deciding to leave. So there's four flags for you to distinguish a good management team from a poor one. Poor management teams will underperform relative to the potential of their companies and may incur additional expenses like regulatory fines. To be a good long-term investor, you need to be able to spot the bad apples. And now you can. That's this week's Simple Sprouts episode. Send us an email if there's a concept you want explained simply. Look in our show notes and leave a review. Thanks again, and we'll see you on Sunday for our weekly company breakdown.